Local legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork's Red FM.
Jack Kelleher in Clonakilty, you are an e-bike ambassador. But as we get to that story, I want to roll back a little bit and get to the whole community workshop in Clonakilty thing that sort of built up and around a Cork Bike Week that happens in Clon annually. Is this the correct way of the story?
It's not quite that. The bike circus has been running one form or another for about 9 years. Came out originally out of the Clonakilty Bike Festival.
Aha. So Clonakilty Bike Circus, a community-run, not-for-profit bicycle workshop, educating and empowering local people to learn, to mend, and build their own bikes.
Couldn't have said it any better myself.
Brill. So that's what you guys do and have been doing it for years, and now the e-bike thing is really taking off for people, is it?
Yes, it surprised me. I was originally very skeptical about e-bikes or snobby about them. I'm a long-time cyclist, and they're newcomers. And I got interested in them. A friend of mine in Canada kept sending me URLs from e-bikes she was interested in, saying, look at this. And finally, I started looking. They've come a long way, and they're very exciting. And what's interesting is that they're bringing a whole new group of people. I want to say back into cycling. Some of them have never been cyclists, but a lot of them have been. But they're now over 40s, late 30-somethings, and they want to get back into cycling. The e-bike gives them a little help in that direction.
A little boost for when a hill comes your way.
Yeah, and the experience is that people get back into cycling and really spend a lot more time on their bikes. They must pedal the bike to make it go. It's just that the e-bike assists them, or the electric energy assists them. And so they're going farther and longer and having more fun. And so I noticed we were kind of, at the bike circus, we were getting a little group of e-bike people. I started calling them the Easy Riders, and they became a recognizable group. And I thought, okay, I better get myself one, which I did, and I'm having a lot of fun on it. I've had it for 3 years now. Yeah. But I also decided that we had to kind of educate ourselves on what makes them tick and how to repair them and how to help their owners, deal with them, because in some sense, they're a special breed of cat. They need more. People have to kind of recalibrate their thinking about their bicycles, because they need to be garaged, and they should be serviced regularly, or at least regularly looked at. And of course, that dovetails with the bike circus, because that's what we advocate, is that people bring their bikes in and put them on a work rack and clean them and inspect them and lubricate them and make sure they're in top running order. Well, the e-bike sets more emphatic.
But yeah, one of your lines in Clonakilty Bike Circus, which you can find on Facebook, we're not a bike shop, we won't fix your bike, we'll help you fix your bike. But that's good to know about the e-bike, so it's not, you can't like fling it around the backyard and just throw it up against the wall. It takes just that little bit more, which is good to know for those like myself considering it. I read a piece in a national newspaper at the weekend talking about, an imaginary vision of 2030 and what it will be like. And it was suggesting the likes of, a lot of our short distance journeys will be taken on some sort of hop-on electrical vehicle. We'll have potentially some sort of a bigger car-like electrical vehicle for, again, those shorter runs around the place. Anyway, it was just spelling out what the world might look like then, and e-bikes were very much, in fact, it said that we'll all be in better shape back then and fitter and leaner, because we'll be actually getting more exercise as a result of the e-bike revolution that's coming our way as a mode and means of transport.
Yeah, that's the experience, is that people are getting on their bikes more often and riding them further and enjoying them more, kind of getting out into the road on them and having a lot of fun, and that draws them in.
Yeah, and there's a lot of discussion about the infrastructure required for this, and a lot of frustration at the slow pace of change and the way that the car still dominates the thinking left, right, and centre as regards where the balance perhaps lies in attention for users. And I think that'll be shifting. There's a struggle going on currently around all of that. It's understandable why, but that's going to shift, I feel, very fast. And there'll be a very sharp turn to the need for providing a balance in how infrastructure is laid out and for whom. Pedestrians, cyclists, e-bikes and cars and buses and hopefully at some point light rail transport of some kind.
Every e-bike, if you think about that, how little space it takes and how much space a car takes. Every e-bike on the road, every bike, but every e-bike is probably replacing a car.
You often hear, why do you never see any bikes in bike lanes? Because they don't get held up on them.
Yeah.
Because they move, unlike cars in car lanes and the like. Jack, I'd chat with you, honestly, a lot longer than this, but I won't. You're Jack Kelleher, Clonakilty, the Clonakilty Bike Circus. Find him on Facebook, an e-bike ambassador. It is the future. We're talking about it right now, and collectively we'll manifest it.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.